Welcome to the Piping Hour. I'm your host, Stephen Rookledge, and in this time together, we'll explore new and old recordings of Kilmore and Kilbeg, the big and small music of the great Highland bagpipe, as well as enjoy some Gaelic song and listen to some various music from Celtic folk traditions. We're coming to you from the Reading studios of KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM. We're streaming online at kkrn.org, and we have a free app available for streaming on the go. So we hope you stay with us for the next hour to listen to some of the best bagpipes on the wireless here on the Piping Hour. Happy to have you here in this festive season, and I know you'd like an hour of the best piping on the planet, from days gone by and for all time. We're going to begin this hour getting tore in with the big music. Here's Fred Morrison from his CD Up South, the Kilmore piece, The Earl of Seaforth's Salute.
Thank you. fatally strayed he o'er the plain, but knew he's banished for a war, and oh, he'll no come back again. Oh, for him back again, oh, for him back again, I would gie on a Caspi's land for healing Harry back again. When all the leave gan to their bed, I wandered dowie up the glen, sit me down and greet my fill for healing Harry back again. Oh, for him back again, oh, for him back again, I would gie on a Caspi's land for healing Harry back again. Oh, rushed his injured prince to join, but oh, he'll no come back again. Strong was my Harry's arm in fight, unmatched in all Culloden plain, but vengeance has put down the right, and oh, he'll no come back again.
This is Alan MacDonald. I'm in Edinburgh, Scotland, listening to bagpipes on the wireless at the Piping Hour, streamed at kkrn.org. We'll be right back.
Man til Misha, man røyk Misha, man til Misha ovenår. Man til Misha, man røyk Misha, man til Misha ovenår. Vina fyra, gøt namn fyra, man til mig og oven år. Man til mig sjø, man røyk mig sjø. Man til mig sjø, oven år. Man til mig sjø, man røyk mig sjø. Man til mig og oven år. Vind og løy vekke nann,
Mann, til mig, og oven år.
We're nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to remind you that you are a listener to listener-supported community radio, KKRN 88.5 FM. Now, we're supported by listeners like you, and this show and all shows on this station are brought to you by volunteers. Now, if you're interested in becoming a supporter of listener-supported radio, go to our website, kkrn.org, and click on the Donate button. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and mail us a donation to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. The locals can always call us at 530-337-1101 to see about volunteer opportunities here at the station. Pipe Major William Ross, from a recording in the year 1927, a number of years after he started teaching the Army Pipers at the Castle. From biographical notes written by General Frank Richardson, he wrote, "His authority as a teacher of Pibroch may not have been derived from teaching transmitted by those through whom the McCrimmon traditions were received, but his highly developed musical sense and his association with the best players of his day enabled him to absorb the best traditions in Pibroch playing and deservedly to win its most treasured prizes. I think it could be said that he inclined to the McPherson school with its tendency to clip notes." I think we can bury General Richardson once and for all. We started this hour with Fred Morrison from his CD Up South playing the haunting Earl of Seaforth's Salute. Doogie McLean, from his CD from 2018, A Robert Burns Selection, sang Heland Harry. That was from an MSR from the pipe band of the 8th Battalion, the Royal Scots. Into a recording from 1985 at the William Livingston Senior Memorial, the late Scott McCauley, proving his legacy of excellence was well-deserved. Anne Murray sang Wamanar, and then William Morrison played a hornpipe and jig right before St. Lawrence O'Toole Pipe Band with their World's Medley in 2004. We're going to go out this hour playing from the same Livingston competition, William Livingston Jr., playing a Kilmore piece for the win on his old hearty chanter, Lament for the Earl of Antrim. And until we all have the opportunity to meet again during the next piping hour, we wish for all of you safe seas.